Blog Talk Radio.
Out there, man, working out with them Texas boys out there, Little Flip and
and all that, Clover G's and all that. We got some music for you from Lil Flip and all that, some artists that he working with. Stay tuned for that. We gonna get to this heat, man. You know how we do. Let's get it, baby.
We the best. All I wanted was my time flooded and to be on that next time cover. These niggas don't know the grind of it. Far as painting pictures, I let my mind brush it. Yo, you never know a man till you play cards with him. Could even show your hand if you play smart with him. Casino game in the park with him. Chess table, black label, sipping dark with him.
Yes.
Surrounded by OGs and old fiends. High up, sitting like in the nosebleeds. In the half, I move the whole thing. There's no thing, make a sale on every phone ring.
Yeah.
Get a little fame, they gon' hate. See you in the chain, they gon' say you're cross fake.
Yeah.
Your best is a dude you can pay, it's just cause fake. They say I need me a hit, get Wayne or Royce straight.
Look me in my eyes, I was built for this. Got 100 guns on me, don't get killed for this. Niggas said it rhyme, yeah, I'm riding on my will for this. And if I die, I hope the Lord forgive this shit. Look me in my eyes, I'ma keep it 100. I see you fuck boys coming. Look me in my eyes, I'm holding it. Now you fuck boys running. Look me in my eyes.
Pull a Bentley on the block, ribbon on the hood. Just to let you niggas know who winning in the hood. Got the Benz, got the Rolls, the Acura Audi. 12 mil on the floor, she vacuum around it.
Woo!
I'm at that big money, Pacquiao payout. Hit Puff for a meal on the way out. Me and Pharrell charter jets from the same bar. Swear to God, I had the SK in the clear part. Doubling, we know to hit your ass up. Shooters jumping out in masks like we Daft Punk. Fat Trail, Sally nigga, Rocky Fred. We the best real nigga, rally nigga.
Look me in my eyes, I was built for this. Got 100 guns on me, don't get killed for this. Niggas said it rhyme, yeah, I'm riding on my will for this. And if I die, I hope the Lord forgive this shit. Look me in my eyes, I'ma keep it 100. I see you fuck boys coming. Look me in my eyes, I'm hold 100. Now you fuck boys running. Look me in my eyes.
No need to front, these hoes know me. I'm Kobe, I'm known for scoring a bunch. Every bunch in the plaza, top floor in the trunk. What you grab the whole year?
I lie for my niggas.
silent murder, you know, shot you. Seven angles, seven angels. Watch and pray on who you pray to. Center table, no waiting for it. Couple plates, no waiting on it. Fast life, a game of patience. 100 racks at the horse races. Jewish lawyers at my court case. Rubber band, my Freemasons. Major deacon, we speed racing. We been eating, they stay hating. Sour D's, we stay blazing. 13, illumination.
I ride for my niggas, I die for my niggas, I lie for my niggas for real. Cause this is my life.
Big shout out, man, for doing what y'all do, man. Keep the lights on for us, man, for real.
That's what's up, man. Keep putting out great music, brother. You on your grind. Indie artists is definitely supported here at the Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. You know how we do.
Already.
That's what's up. Let everybody know your
fault.
Twitter and what new projects you got coming out on your Twitter, everybody, your info and all that.
Right now I'm working on a project with I got a song coming out with Baby Easy, Eazy-E's son, Blueberry
nice.
Dutch, man. That'll be out pretty soon, probably about a week. And I got a project coming out with a local artist here in the city, Carly Motodon. That should be big for the city. I got another project coming out with Phantom. He's a producer here in the city, so that's pretty big for the city. We don't have a lot of artists that'll link up with one producer and do an entire project with that one producer. You know, that's not something that pop off here in the Queen City. So Man, I'm just making history, man. Just making history in my town, bro.
That's right, man. You're holding it down for Charlotte, man, because not too many, you know, MCs is really holding it down, coming out of Charlotte, man, doing it big. So definitely keep doing what you're doing.
Already, already.
That's what it is, man.
That's what's up, man. Well, like I said, man, I just called to give you guys big ups, man, tell you guys keep up what you're doing, man. Keep the lights on. And keep motivating the indie music and just keep motivating music, period, man. It's a beautiful thing what y'all doing.
That's what it is, man. Salute to you, man. Keep doing big things. That's what's up.
All right, man. That's what it do. Y'all be easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Charlotte, North Carolina. Got some more indie heat for you. Let's get straight to it. Let's get it, baby.
Carmelina.
Every night I dream of the perfect moment when all my dreams are coming true. Every day you wake up, it's a new beginning. Hold the vision, the fight in you. No time to quit, no. Keep the fire burning. Keep the passion flowing. Let the light in you. No distractions, gonna make it happen. Can't hold back now, it's all on you.
Tunnel vision, my only focus, the target. I'm one who listens, but sighting quotes to evolve with. Jungle living, once killed my hope, I was heartless. Hoping, coping, could solve it. Then I noticed the sharpness beyond words. Look, listen, observe. Through the mission, the definition emerged. True musician, my intuition superb. Reminiscing occurs when inner vision is blurred. Stay sturdy, eyes kept on the birdie. My only worry was being alive at 30. Revived and worthy, survived through the perilous journey. No lie, the most high must have heard me. Born to win, repented every born again. Reinvented, took it on the chin. Resembling the winner in me. That with a pinch of Henny. It's the glory that the enemy envy.
Envy, 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 envy.
Every chance you take, no, make
fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got a caller calling in, 313, talk to me.
What's going on? You all right?
Yeah. What's going on, man?
This your man, DJ Killer Kev.
All right, that's what's up, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, DJ Killer Kev rocking with us. Let everybody know what you all about, bro.
Man, you know what? This your man, Mr. Team Grind City, the CEO of Team Grind City International. You know, it is a DJ coalition. I got DJs in the UK, Germany, France, Canada, United States, South America. As of right now, just put out a mixtape, Team Grind City Takeover. Just a lot of new records from. It was mixed by DJ Lindo, which is the co-CEO of the company. Well, actually, I'm sorry, the president. I do apologize. He's the president of Team Grind City International. He's from the Lanchester, United Kingdom. You know, the record is, the mixtape is doing really well on the internet. You know, I also role manage, do everything, you know, as far except for business management for Rev City. You know, I do bookings, you know, for artists like Cocaine, Chris Brown, Nicki Minaj. So I do a little bit of everything, bro. What's going on?
That's big, man. I like that, man. What inspired you to do what you're doing? How'd you get in the game?
Well, actually, me personally, I was an athlete in high school, you know, but so happened, you know, I got caught in street life. I got shot several times. After I got shot, you know, I had to find another resource to help me get to where I wanted to be financially in life. And the only thing that I loved other than sports was music. So my guy, Rev City, at the particular time, he was in the biggest group in Detroit, Michigan, which was New School, you know. So he put me in behind the mic. You know, so I'm rapping or whatever. I'm really wasn't getting into that. That wasn't my cup of tea because it takes a lot to be an artist, to constantly come up with new records, to be trendy, to, you know, it's very, very hard to be an artist. And then you got to stay, you know, on the positive end so you don't fall off into the depths of music to where it hurts you. You know, it's a lot to be an artist. So I picked a route to where I started engineering. For Rev City. This was right after he got out of the deal with Capitol Records. I started engineering his records just off GP. I really didn't know what I was doing, but I was in the studio so much I seen the plugins and things that different engineers use. I used them to it fit to where I liked the sound that it was giving out. And started recording Rev City, produced a couple of his singles, did some things for Robert Curry from Day 26. Work with Two Piece to sign the Bodyhead Entertainment. You know, I started Team Grind City International because I got tired of paying for my artists to get on mixtapes. And so that's how Team Grind City International was born.
I like that, man. We going to get into that Rev City joint right now, man. Let's do what we do, man.
Let's get it, man. This is Jada Star by Rev City, man, produced by Charles Hines. Fam Life Music in the building.
Team Grind City.
Dumb right shit, bad. Dumb right shit, bad. Cause you my favorite porn star. Cause you my favorite porn star. Cause you my favorite porn star. Jaden Star. She my favorite porn star. Don't bounce the girl, back it up. Round of applause, gon' clap it up. Got the whole damn club acting up. The way she shake it and moving, you know she strapped it up. Girl, gon' bend it over. One cheek, two cheek. You got a dumb light. Make that hammer time. Ain't no other chick that is mine. FaceTime, flip in my iPhone. I'm a grown man working with a Python. I can hit it all night. Don't fire up the line, we can get it right. Dumb right shit, bad. Dumb right shit, bad. Dumb right shit, bad. Cause you my favorite porn star. Cause you my favorite porn star. Cause you my favorite porn star. Satan, star. Satan, star. Satan, star. She my favorite porn star. Porn star. You ain't got a front, gon' throw it. Throw it. And you ain't gotta hide it, gon' show it. Show it. And you my favorite thing, and you know it.
And you know it. And you know it.
Let me pull your hair, show your attitude.
Attitude.
I'm a pawn like I'm mad at you.
Mad at you.
And we ain't gotta role play.
Role play.
You can get it right your way.
Your way.
When it comes to sex, girl, I don't play.
Don't play.
I be going in, no relay.
Relay.
So good, hit it, replay.
Replay.
Shorty got that good and all that.
All
she do it for the camera when she throw it back.
Throw it back.
Them right shit, bad, 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 bad.
Yeah.
Them right shit, bad, 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 bad.
Yeah.
Them right shit, bad, 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 bad.
Yeah.
Cause she my favorite porn star.
Okay.
Porn star. She my favorite porn star.
Okay.
Porn star. Cause she my favorite porn star.
Okay.
Satan, star. Satan, star. Satan, star. She my favorite porn star.
Let go.
Porn star.
Let go.
Work.
Man, appreciate it. You know, as I say, the dude, he work hard. He work hard, man. He complete artist, man. He done did more than, you know, than just his music alone. You know, he actually produced Game Over 2 by Lil Flip, which was the 10-year anniversary to the actual record that came out in 04. You know, that was one of Flip's biggest records. And he actually got the opportunity to produce the second version. You know, so big salute to Rev City, you know what I'm saying? He doing his thing, Team Rock City represent, supports Rev City 220%. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, big shout out to Cover G as well, man.
That's what's up, definitely, definitely, man. Shout out to Texas, Cover G, Houston, doing big things out there. That's what's up, man. So what are some of the common mistakes you see? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm listening to you. Go ahead. Say what you're about to say, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What are some of the common mistakes you see indie artists make out here?
They don't invest their money into their career. They're looking for labels to take. They think that if they pay $150 to do a record and it ain't even mixed, they just get where they dropped it, that may have been a pretty good studio. They got a pretty good sound, so they playing. They sending out records that's not mixed and don't got publishing and the things that it need behind the records are actually where your music makes your money. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I see, man. They'll never ever really put the correct paperwork behind the records that they're trying to push. You know, and they always sending out half records, you know. And I have to, on a consistent basis, let artists know, like, man, this record not mixed. I ain't nothing I can do with it, bro. You know, this record don't got the correct paperwork. If you do the correct paperwork behind the record, I can help you make some money, you know. Mm. But, you know, a lot of people, they don't want to do that, man. And it's simple things, man. Like, if you have your record that you're pushing as a single, you do a press release on the record. You know, if you do the correct press release on the record, on the low end, it should touch 20,000 sites. You know, that's with a low budget. You know, and if you got a record registered with BMI, ASCAP, or CSAC, and you got it registered under Nielsen SoundScan, BDS, and you also got it registered under Sound Exchange, you can make money whenever your record is spent, period. When you register under BMI, they have a thing called BMI Live. A lot of artists don't really notice. You can go in any time that you touch a mic, You register your the time that you touch a mic. You let them know what you talked about or the songs that you perform. You load that into your BMI. That is a check. You get paid for that. You know, you have to be able to make your music make your money. If you don't, you're going to sing. Point blank and period. There's no other way around it. You know, and these particular people who do have the budgets and stuff and things behind their records, these people do not want to spend the correct money in the right, but they think because they throw parties or, yeah, we shot 100 videos, you know, but you're not putting your song still not registered. And then on top of that, you're not putting no radio campaigns behind your record. They're content with being local, being heard with a crowd to where they can make $1,500, $2,500 a show. Man, you know, I don't know what artist I've ever met that's a millionaire that's pleased with $2,500 a show. Point blank and period. Majority of artists that I know don't come out their state for less than $10,000. You know, so, you know, if you have to think outside of the box. If you're getting spent, if you're worried about being spent in your city, you're limiting yourself to the nowhere near the masses. If you talk to the masses, you know, you're getting spent in Texas, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, California, New York. You know, you have to think outside of the box, you know, and if you're getting 100, 200, 300, 800 spins a week, you up there with the majors. You're getting real money now. On a quarter check, if you own 100% of your record and you're getting 8,000, I mean, you know, you done went through 16,000, 17,000 spins for that quarter, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And it takes small brackets of money to make those type of big budgets. And they don't want to do those particular things that it takes. And it's the small, intricate things that makes the most sense in music. Point blank and pure. You can be the hottest rapper out. But if don't nobody know you, ain't shit you can do about it. Excuse my French.
Nah, go ahead, curse, bro. Seek your mind.
You know, I'm just saying, man, you know, you definitely have to put your if you want to make your career successful, you have to know the business. Because one point blank and period, at the end of the day, it's 10% talent, 50% 50% business, and the rest is if you know somebody. You got to know somebody to know somebody to know somebody. That's another thing that's very important. People don't make good relationships. They build bridges that they can never cross again. You know, that's another thing that you see with a lot of people. If you are the type of person with hunger and determination and the correct grind, and you are still at the end of the day, you could be a shark. But if you're a humble shark, you can make money because don't nobody mind doing things for you at any given time. So, you know, you have to build relationships. You have to get to know people. You never think beyond your means. If you got corner store beer money, don't try to go to the club and buy no Dom Perignon. It's not happening. That's not your dream. Live your life. You know, I just speak from the things that I see on a consistent basis. That's all, bro.
Oh no, you dropped some jewels, man. You definitely shed some light on some things, man. You definitely dropped some jewels on the publishing. Let's go back into the publishing aspect regarding pretty much. You know, a lot of people go either CSAC, BMI, ASCAP, but it pretty much, you know, all the same depending on which you want to choose. But which one do you think is better?
Well, me personally, I'm a BMI type of guy because it's simple. You know, you don't have to go through and see the board to be able to make it into the company. It's not a whole lot of money you got to pay to get into the company, but they do everything that all of these other companies do. and they do it a lot better. And they make it. It's like okay. How can I put it? Like it's like playing. It's like going from playing. You can play Go Fish. Go Fish is BMI because it's super simple. Anybody can fucking play Go Fish. You get the tongue. That's your ass cap. You know it make you think a little bit. You got to do a little bit more thinking. You got to be on your tools to be with ass cap.
Why is that?
Now when you those type of questions I can't answer for you. I can't answer. Why it's put that way, but. You know, if you look at life and you think about life, everything has its levels.
Mm.
You know, so you gotta look at it like everything got levels. You can't nothing's on the same level. I do apologize, man. I'm outside and my homeboy
okay.
his dad going off, man. I apologize.
It's all love, bro.
But you know, and then when you get to CSAC. Then when you get to CSAC, oh man, that's like playing 1500. There's so many rules to it. You gotta go. Mm. You gotta know too many people to even play the game.
Wow.
You know, so you know, but CSAC does things that other game that BMI things don't do. They pay more. They pay more consistently. You know, they pay instead of paying four times a year, they pay six times a year.
Okay.
You know, but you have to go in front of the board. You can't just go and be like, okay, I want to be a CSAC publisher. You know, that's not happening. They're not accepting that. You know, so then you, like I say, you got to pay to be into the game. You know, so like I say, man, it's different levels to everything that you do in music, man. You have to have a goal. You got to have a team that got a super grind. You have to have extra super grind.
Right.
And if you don't got extra super grind on top of determination, a way that you want to go, you definitely gonna have a problem. Point blank and period.
Wise words right there, my brother. For real.
You know.
Pretty much well known, you know. The best ways to make bread in this music is, you know, shows and publishing, you know?
Definitely, man. That's where you make your money at. That is definitely where you make your money at because once you realize that you are money, then you'll start making money.
Right.
You know, and that's basically how I look at music as a whole. It's like, you know what I'm saying? When you realize that you money, you will definitely start making it.
Gotta cultivate that brand.
You definitely have to cultivate your brand. If you don't, who gonna know you?
Right.
Nobody cares. Ain't nobody caring about you if your brand ain't worth nothing. Your brand speak more than everything that you do. Because you Google your brand. When you get to Googling and you see a lot of positive stuff, people want to mess with you. You go to start Googling and you're not on the Better Business Bureau. Everything that people say about you is bad. You got a lot of bad reviews. Who gonna deal with you?
That's real. Reputation goes a long way.
Exactly. That's why I say, like I say, you gotta build great bridges that you can always again. If you don't do that, you lost. I don't care how you look at it, you lost.
That's wise words right there, man. For real.
That's what's up, man.
How you feel
like
about
saying,
the international?
Pardon me?
How you feel about the international scene in hip-hop right now?
Shit, they spend the most money. What do you mean? I love the international scene. People don't even know who the biggest. You got to see, like I say, you have to be able to sell. You have to realize that you are money. When you realize that you are money, you pay attention to everything because you know where to ship your product to get sold. You know, if you look at the great pioneers of the drug game, you know, Nicky Barnes, Big Meech, what's his name? Who did Zell play?
Frank Lucas.
Oh, man, American. Frank Lucas, Freeway Ricky Ross. Do you know the real reason that they were locked up? Why? Because the police want to find out how did this person do this. They want to pick your brain. Mm. They got cameras. They got microphones. Because these are people who came from nothing, and they live like the government. Why you think that certain place? Exactly. Why you think it's so many different cartels in Mexico? That is the government. You know, but like I say, man.
That's real. Cartels run the government. Now there she is.
You know. So you gotta realize that you are money. You know, the international scene, they spend the most money. They respect music for who it is. You don't have to be the biggest star in the world to go overseas and make money. Period. And it's a lot, you know, when you go platinum overseas, it take a lot less records to sell overseas to be a platinum artist. But you make the same money. And then on top of that, they spend more money. And, you know, like I say, it takes you a million records over here to be one times platinum. It takes 750,000 overseas for you to be a platinum artist. But you got that title. You got that, at the end of the day, you have that same title. I'm a platinum artist. I just sold this many records. I'm a platinum artist. Once you say you're a platinum artist, you build respect. So, like I say, the international scene, their type of music, the whole international scene is a lot greater than people think. You should want to do more overseas because you selling out arenas that's holding 120,000, 200,000 people. But you come over here. Exactly. You come over here, and shit, you barely can fill up a $50,000 stadium. I mean, a 50,000 person seating stadium. You know, a theater. You know, and like I say, they love American music. The international scene is very, very, very well respected in a way that you should go when doing anything dealing with music.
Yeah, they love hip hop out there, for real, for real.
Pardon me?
So they love hip hop out there, for real, for real.
Oh, for sure, man, for sure. So, how many international artists you got spending?
Right, you already know.
You
love hip hop international.
Oh, okay.
Matter of fact, got my boy from John Tanner from London.
Okay.
We got him on here. We actually did a song with John Tanner. We got a song on rotation from my man Braids from Birmingham, England. Yeah, Brother Spit. So
okay,
you know, brothers out there, nice. Sure. They take it seriously. They take their lyrics seriously, man. So
exactly.
You know, they
exactly.
Take
Definitely, man. That's so true. Man, you know, that's what's up. So I'm sorry. Like I said, I was a little late coming on the show because I thought my call-in time was 7:30. But like I said, I do apologize for being late. You know, so like, and so this Ben Frank that I'm speaking with?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll just make a show, huh?
Yeah. Matter of fact, we're going to get into that Braids joint right now, man. We got that little flip about to play in a minute. We're going to get into that Braids joint. Shout out to my man Braids from England out there, man.
Salute to England, man.
That's what
you already know.
All of Europe, the UK, all that good stuff, man. That's what it is. Let's get it. DJ Killer Kev, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's go.
10 Grand City in the Nest.
Giving grace, using drapes and petroleum, avoid catching the case. Lots of papes, money over bitches, considered a waste. In your face, where they let the guns blow without a trace. We profess, we appreciate space with lots of grace. Sipping beverages with 20,000 chilling in the cave. Hard, cold cash, hit you in the face like pounds of mace. Can't believe your very eyes and you hate the bitter taste of defeat. Better retreat, my niggas from the streets hold the heat. Gordon Ramsay niggas always cook the beef. Shit is deep, better duck, dip, dive before you sleep. Come up creep, leave you in a scrap heap. I'm in the jeep, hear the screech, never saved by the bell. You heard the bang, my gorilla niggas up in the place. We going ham, so realize these real guys always enterprise. Internationally known, we never sever any ties, nigga.
We talking well fatter, higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, count pounds at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, New York state of mind at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, London put it down at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, we bigger bezels, you could weigh it up. Getting pounds in London, you can't weigh it up. Beef, I fillet it up, the goons AK it up. I'm living it, way Hennessy, I'm sipping it. Like the bitch to God, been pimping it. Mazel tov, to never falling off a mill. Heating up, musical Molotov, rap solar cars, Ben Frank, yes, truly yours. The influence, money talk, I've been influenced. Recessions, I eat through it. Roll with me, smoke with me, hey. Before the honor all day. Passports got some stamps on it. Sour D's in my Dutch smell good, don't it? American kings never folding. All money legal, bitching me rolling. Rolling. Talking well fatter, higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, count pounds at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, New York state of mind at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. London, put it down at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, I am Braids on a higher level. Ben Frank on a higher level. Taking hip hop to a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey.
Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got DJ Killer Kev rocking with us. What's going on, bro? Yo. That's what's up, man. DJ Killer Kev. So you might have lost him on the air. Brother gonna call right back. You know how we do, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Tell a friend. Every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We rocking live. We hold it down for the indie artists. Shout out to all the indie artists that rock with us, man. Keep sending in your music. We see y'all on Twitter doing big things, man. The Twitter's at @HHSE_radio. Of course, the Hip Hop Stock Exchange is at HH_SE. Of course, you know the site, www.HHSE.biz. That's what it is, man. You can listen to us live every Wednesday on the site. Or, of course, you can listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, whichever's your preference. All good. We're going to keep rocking for y'all, man. If you ever miss a show, we always got the archive podcast shows available on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange site. Free download. Definitely got a lot of gems, man. We interview somebody special every week, man. We interview DJs, A&Rs, managers, video directors. Even got some video vixen models coming in next week. We interview accountants. We interview tour managers. Oh, man, the list goes on and on and on, man. We got definitely a good lineup on our archive shows, on our podcast, man. If you're an indie artist, you could definitely get a lot of jewels just scrolling down the archive shows and just picking what area you want to just, you know, be enlightened in, you know what I mean? That's what it is, man. Shout out to DJ Killer Kev. Definitely. Shout out to the whole Texas movement, man. Little Flip, Clover G's, Rev City. You know what I mean? That's what it is, man. That's what it is. We got a lot more good music for y'all tonight. You know what I mean? A lot of big things going on. Definitely shout out to all our sponsors, of course. L3 Magazine, LG Promotions, holding us down. BYC Promo, of course. You know? That's what it is, man. Shout out to my man, Lord Naz, man. AG the Corner. Doing big things. He was at the Source 360 concert. Wu-Tang put it down, man. Shout out to Uncle Ralph Rap McDaniels, Video Music Box, for holding us down, you know what I'm saying? We had backstage, I mean, filmed all your favorite artists, man. Filmed, you know, all of Wu-Tang. I mean, shout out to Smoke Dizza, Dom Kennedy, Mike Son, Mano, Lil Kim was out there, you know what I'm saying? Bone Dogs was out there, Currency. A lot of big things going on, man. So definitely, man, if you're an indie artist, man, keep grinding, keep doing what you don't. Call back on the line, Killer Cat with the Dilly.
Man, my bad, homie. My phone had lost signal.
It's all gravy, man.
I was back in, I was listening. I heard my man Brace, man. That's a very dope record. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the UK.
Definitely, man. We love the indie, you know, international movement, man. A lot of good indie artists, you know, have the opportunity to get heard now, because there's always, you know, international MCs, but now that we have the internet age, they definitely have an opportunity to get heard out here in the States, you know?
Exactly. Shout out to Fredo Starr, man. He's straight from overseas in the UK, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Simon Cowell, you know what I'm saying? Definitely from overseas. You know, you got to think, man, they make a lot of money over there, man. They live in castles. We live in houses. They live in castles.
That's a good way to look at it, man. That's
you
real.
Know what I'm saying? That's like, for real, you know? They when you know, we have a moat. We have people, we over here, we have a moat, you know, it do be a nice, like Oprah, you know, so of course, like, she got a very nice house, but, you know what I'm saying? But purchasing in, like, Hawaii, you know, on a private drive, you know, but people, like, over there, man, like I say, they live very, very, very well. You know what I'm saying? Very well. So the international scene is, like I say, better, you got to pay attention to it. If you don't, hey, your fault. I did.
You better get your passport, right?
Exactly.
Red, a lot going on out there, man. So let everybody know what you got next coming up, man. Rev City and the whole team.
Well, excuse me, I apologize. We got Lil Flip do have the Game Over 2 tour coming soon to a city near you.
Definitely, Rev got, he about to get ready to drop his new single, his official single, because that record that he put out, the Jaden Starr, that was just a buzz record. You know, that wasn't even an official single. But the record is doing very good all over the country and overseas. Let me see. Oh, yeah, if you want to book Chris Brown, I got the best prices in the country. Point blank and period. You know, get at me. I can do that. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to the Buddy Boy movement. I definitely got to give a shout out to Exclusive Jams Radio, which is the radio station that I work for. Let me see. Radio Campaigns Publishing. Whatever you need, man, get at me. I do everything. I am the plug. All you got to do is hit up Ben Franklin, you know what I'm saying? He'll definitely get at me and make sure it happens. Anything that you need, I can make happen. Point blank, period. It's only a couple people in this music industry that I can't touch, and that's just temporary. I can't say I can't touch. I got to bend a couple corners just to go see, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with me.
That's real. That's that network right there.
For real, man.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. If you can give some lasting advice to any artist that's listening, what's you know, the best route or the best way to go about really just getting their music to the DJs? You know what I'm saying?
Best advice, know your DJ coalitions. Do your homework. Do your research. Find out who's breaking records. Find out what DJ, but you want to, I don't care if it's the smallest DJ coalition to the largest coalition, you know, one of the largest coalitions, probably is the largest coalition, is the Core DJs. If you don't know who the Core DJs is, I feel sorry for you. You know, if you don't know who the Coalition DJs is, I feel sorry for you. You know, the Coalition DJs are one of the only DJ coalitions in the country that has been in Wall Street Journal, had a 6-page write-up.
Wow, I didn't know that. Word. That's big.
Oh, you know, y'all got to just Google Coalition DJs, find out who they are. If you don't know, all you got to do is Google, man. It's the, they have made getting into the music industry so simple that the anybody who could type or know how to spell, all you got to do is push a couple letters and get it together. It's your fault if you don't. Do your homework. Do your homework. That's one thing I if I don't express it 100 times, I won't express it once. Do your homework, man. Period. At the end of the day, if you don't know what it takes to be good and get on in the music industry, that's your fault. They put it in front of your face. Mm. It's just like you don't even gotta have a computer. You can do it from your phone.
You don't
gotta read no book. You don't gotta read no books no more. Go on YouTube and YouTube any book you can think of. I bet you they got an audio for it.
Mm.
They make things so simple that anybody can do it. We don't take advantage. Those people overseas, they do. Why do you think their intelligence level is so advanced? Our intelligence are people who sit in front of a computer day in, day out. Because you know everything. You want to master whatever it is that you do. If you don't master what you do, how you think you're going to be, and how you think you're going to be super successful? It's not going to happen.
Right.
Some people get lucky. Majority of people don't.
That's real, man. That's truth right there, man. The artists listening, I hope y'all took notes, man. Yeah, give everybody your Twitter and all your Facebook and all the website and all the info so they can contact you and check out what you got going on.
Y'all can on Twitter, it's at TEAMGRINDCITY, the number one. That's at Team Grind City, the number one. On Facebook. Facebook.com/DJ KILLHER Kev. DJ Kill Her Kev. on Facebook is at DJ Kill Her Kev. On Instagram, website is www.tgci.blogspot.com. I do apologize for that one too. I ain't been on my website in a minute. I don't even promote it. Shit.
Okay.
Y'all can hit me up through www.phamlifemuzik.com. That's famlifemuzik, MUZIK.com. I give me that too, man. I'm anywhere, dog.
That's what it is.
Just Google my name, dog.
Doing big things, man. For real. DJ Killer Kev. Pleasure having you on the show,
Ben
brother.
Frank. Man, I appreciate you for having me on the show. Salute to the whole team, man. Y'all hit me up on Twitter. Y'all know I got you 100. Anything you need, I got you. Y'all need some records from some new artists, man. I got some shit on my sleeve for y'all too, man, in the interviews. Let me know.
That's what's up, man. Team Grind City, DJ Killer Kev, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. You know how we do, man. Yo, you got me on that overseas vibe right now. I got another artist from London, you know what I'm saying? MC, he nice, you know what I'm saying? He got his team with him and shit. We gonna play some music from him. We gonna get into that little flip joint right after that. Game over part two. Got that lined up. I mean, we got another guest calling lined up too. So, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Salute to you, DJ Killer Kev. Keep doing big things, brother.
100, Ben Frank. Get at me, bro.
Yeah. Get it.
Yeah.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right.
Talk to productions.
Yeah.
Talk to productions.
Kenny Williams.
Grits, you're a young poet, Johnny Montana. With a long hammer, if it bang, you gon' scatter. Got some young G's that'll have a done stabber. Cool for your mob and then we'll stab a done backer. Catch him in the spine, paralyzed, just leave him in a chair for life. Chris Reeving, leave a prick bleeding. Car he took before I weaving. If you see him in the street, you don't receive a quick beating. They like, why so violent? You wanna know why? Car, I try and stay righteous. Fools to myself, yeah, I try and stay silent. But niggas still taking the piss, so I'm riding. Fools be their heads, leave you dead, fuck Trident. Your man talking like he was hard, get him too. See him skipping, buzzing about and sting dude. With the knife, I cut him down like a Rizla. King Blue. Just another bang, get you up in the feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grits, you're a young poet, Johnny Montana. This is another banger, get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grits, you're a young poet, Johnny Montana.
Swear one day I'ma be dead or in jail soon. Cause I can't take no more from these dumb youths. I'ma start running with the shank cause my bad moods got me feeling paranoia on a damn dude. But I'ma fix up fresh like a new suit. So watch what you say cause if you try to get rude, then I'ma send a beat to your face like Bluetooth. How do you like me now that I got a screw loose? And if I catch you off point on a dark night, then you know I'm bumping your grind with a sharp knife. People always saying that I'm living in a dark life. Yeah, I'm a gangster, I'm never gonna change that. Might see me in the hood on a pushback. Soon should be in the Lamborghini with the doors high. People always saying that I'm hard and I got pride. So you done know that I never let shit slide.
It's another banger, get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grits, you're a young poet, Johnny Montana. This is another banger, get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grits, you're a young poet, Johnny Montana.
Smoke burns, eyes red, I think about my life. Real deep, like 6 feet, trying to dodge my worst fears. Daydream so vivid, kinda like my nightmares. Life's fair, but if it's beef, I never fight. I swear to the God that I'm a different type, yeah. Team firm to the dean, believe a different group. Get cream, piss on the scene. Always leave a mark, gun spark, a body drops, another nigga gone. Fall at sea, some couple of tears and life just carries on. Young Paul, you never know, this how he's gonna flow. Fuck rap, I'm spraying back, and every on the bar with a bar. I lick your head, and I be seeing stars. I'm a star, and I get it right. You niggas so behind, I'm in time, I get in line. You wanna have a try, I'm fly, really high, Mr. Satellite. Got Chris, Paul, Young Paul, and Johnny on the
just another banger. Get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grip Pure, Young Poe and Johnny Montana. This another banger. Get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grip Pure, Young Poe and Johnny Montana.
Make money on the road or money off my pencil. You ain't American gangster, you are Denzel. You are Tony, and I'm Sosa in there. I'm the guy that don't die in this premiere. Johnny Montana, still be the president. But on the roads, I'm known as a sinister. Won't stop rapping till I see a black prime minister. Hustling on the corner with salt and the vinegar. The Undertaker, without Paul Bearer. I built a new castle without Shearer. Leaf frog on these niggas like Eddie Guerrero. But most guys on my stage just melt like arrow. I feel like a king, but more like a pharaoh. We're ready to break in when you're eating your porridge. Nine revolvers, you better get worried. Probably D and Gritty Grits will put a hole in your knowledge.
Just another banger, get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grip Pure, Young Poe and Johnny Montana. This another banger, get you up on your feet. Motivation for a nigga when you're up in the street. If we creep, then we got a long hammer. Grip Pure, Young Poe and Johnny Montana.
Fire, fire. Fire.
The number you have dialed has been changed. The new number is...
Aw, shit, y'all done let me drop a book and stack 3 million.
For my star hustle.
I'll pop you in your
star muscle.
I'm folding blue hundreds up like origami. And to move me, you gon' need a whole army. We pole Barney, we blow Gumby, we dab too. My homie Jay Mitch, he gon' bring another half through. I see G-Unit back together, what up, young buck? This chick with me, man, I give her 3 thumbs up. I'm sitting crooked in the drop, banging Michael Watts. It's been a whole decade since Game Over dropped. I'm navigating through the world with 2020 vision. The birds fly south, I've been flipping dirty bitch.
But you don't hear me. Now who they want?
It's game over. It's still game over. It's game over. It's still game over.
But you don't hear me.
Game over. It's still game over. It's game over. It's still game over.
I'm courtside at the finals watching Timmy play. Yeah, I be down in SA with Richie Little A. The slab knock like a Jehovah Witness at the door. But I got cameras all around, they even in the flow. My trap still bunking, I got flower power. I'm far riding, man, I'm on the Oxycontin. Damn, you ever counted $2 million in all five? You know I packed that Big Mac for all you small fries. I'm extraterrestrial, I swing on pedestrians. Is that your thought? And my door screaming, let me. It's been a whole 30 minutes and she's still knocking. And now she wears short shorts like John Stockton.
Now who they want? Look, 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 look. But you know me.
It's game over, it's still game over. It's game over, it's still game over. It's game over, it's still game over. It's game over, it's still
game over.
The game over, the shit about to change over. I'm watching Hangover in the plain Range Rover. I'm posted on the, blah. Don't get your ass molly. Wow. I'll make you swallow all your,
words.
Don't get your throat karate.
Shot.
See, it's nice like this, I wish.
DJ Screw was here.
I rep that screwed up glitch.
Y'all know who keep the trill.
I never compromised, I always had integrity. I pay my dues, I'm not an overnight celebrity. From rap battles to black phantoms and white ghosts. The day I fall off is the day you see a white roach. I'm ringside, I sling ties. I got that throw shit, that hawking big mo.
Now who they want? Look, 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 look. But you know me. Look, 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 look. Now who they want?
Game over, it's still game over. It's game over, it's still game over. It's game over, it's still game over. It's game over, it's still
game over.
Well, we do love to know you, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're tuning into nothing less, none other than the Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's go, man. It's the kid DJ Instincts, Specialist CNT, Problematic Status. Let's get it.
All my money, let's let it play.
All my grizzly, got the cold to the city, yeah.
Oh yeah.
All my grizzly, talking money, talking to me, yeah. All my grizzly, got the cold to the city, yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All my grizzly, talking money, talking to me, yeah.
Chris, toast to my Cliff Notes. Libra scale, bitch, I've been dope. They talking money, but they been broke. I'm about growth and stock options. Machiavelli the game, been lying. World in my hand, yeah, God got it. 13 grams, 7 Dutchess. The rocket magnum, yeah, yeah, girl, love it. My mind illuminated. Pimp the game, move flagrant. What's I'm giving is for the taking. I'm on my grizzly, on my grizzly. Unlock the 360 code to the city, yeah. If the pipe state, 25-8. Big dinner plates grind like we never ate. Passport in the safe, success tastes great. Cut the cake,
cut the cake.
You relay, yeah. Real estate in my city, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm familiar. Walk the wrong block, you can catch a buck 50, yeah. Pull the staples at the last supper. Cops wanna handcuff you. God in the flesh, black robe wanna judge you. Fire, then they love you. Black diamond for all my black brothers. Drop dying for all my black brothers. Salute Malcolm, but never hold it back. Fancy on for all my Zodiacs. I speak in codes, you can call it rap. I call it music, fans call it crack. Need a quote, let me hit you back. Copy that, yeah.
Same color as snow. Get my mom's cash to invest in case I rest. That's why I hustle now for a time digress. Guns protect my ones like a Teflon vest. Gotta protect your lungs before you take that breath. Chuck T's telling me belt Ferragamo. All from moving work across the Verrazano. Peace, he's like a foreign language in the streets. Concrete jungle south side Jamaica coast. Where my head at? Where I get my bread at? Young Malcolm Martin, all rolling warm. Why I'm displaying Candy Crush? Man, my candy all white, call it Brady Bunch. It's not about the game, it's about the player. Got the code to the city, call me the mayor.
Kenny Williams live and direct. Hip Hop Stock Exchange is never going to be the same because we after the fame and the love, you know? The fame and the love. That's we do it for everything, man. You know?
That's what it is. Let everybody know what you all about, brother.
Well, I mean, initially, my name is Kenny Williams. I do business, marketing, and consulting. I'm a guy that really behind the scenes, like all these videos that y'all be watching, I'm the guy that provides the models for these artists, man. Like, I'm the guy that provides the models. I'm the guy going to the radio stations, submitting music. Like, I'm involved, bro. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, I give people my Twitter, my Instagram, so y'all can just do your research. But I worked at Def Jam. I promoted the projects for Rockefeller, Murder Incorporated, Rough Riders. Like, I'm the one. I'm the streets, man.
That's
you know?
Real. I like that.
But it's like, it's a lot of behind-the-scenes things going on. Everybody just see, you know, what's in front of the camera. They don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So that's what I want to get involved with your company, with your brand, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, because that's what I want to do. My company is William Street, which is my last name, man. The reason I chose William Street is because I want to do business how Wall Street do business. Other businesses come there, and they just network. And that's what I want to do on William Street. I don't want to just be in one facet. I want to cover fashion. That's why I work with the models. I got a couple of designers that I work with also. And as far as the artists, you know, I got this artist by the name of Hands On. He has a project called Meth Lab. He basically has an independent deal that he signed Method Man under his company. So there's a lot of things going on, like a lot of new players that's being out there. And I definitely want to get involved with Hip Hop Stock Exchange and bring them to your, you know, show and let you know what they got going on. And let you know that, yeah, Kenny Williams is the plug. So if y'all trying to get out there, if y'all got some music, if y'all got some songs that need to be mastered a certain way, I got engineers on my team. I got producers all across the world that's on my team, Diggum International. So if y'all ready to work, let's work. 2015 is approaching, and let's do this. Let's win.
I like that, man. What really got you inspired to get in the game?
I mean, to be honest with you, it's like, you know, I'm an African-American, so it's like I'm soul. Like, I was born in the Bronx. That's where hip-hop was started, 1977. So at the end of the day, I am hip-hop, you know. But as far as the soul aspect of it, my grandfather, you know, he played jazz. So it's like music was always in my family. But as far as hip-hop, the one thing really through the business side of it is I was with a, you know, a rap group by the name of Untold. I'm from Staten Island, New York. They were from Queens. So, you know, we came together with the whole, you know, group thing, but it didn't really work out. You know, we had a couple of, you know, offers on the table. We were young and naive, so we kind of signed a bad management deal. But with that all being said, I realized I wanted to learn the business. So that's when I went to school to learn about music marketing. And then when I was in school, I did a couple of internships. I was going to lunch in school, and this guy was handing out flyers for people looking to be an extra in a movie called Belly. So I'm like, Belly? What kind of movie is this, Belly? So whatever the case may be, you know, he was giving out flyers looking for extras. So when I went there, you know, I seen someone else that I went to high school with that was doing production assistant. And I was like, yo, how do you get involved? He's like, yo, you in school? I'm like, yeah, I'm in college. I major in marketing. And he just plugged me into this lady named Rosemary, and they hired me as an intern, you know? So that's how I got in the business, by doing internships. And what that means is pretty much you work for a company for free, but you learn the business. And that's how you get in. If you're trying to get into the music business, you have to do an internship. But I did a couple of internships for different companies, Def Jam, Hot 97, The Source, you know, street team stuff, a lot of grunt work. So I built up my connects, my database. So it's like right now, all the companies I worked at, I always worked in the marketing department. So I know how to market a product. So pretty much that's what I do. I do business, marketing, and consulting for clients. Right now I represent a lady by the name of Tracy Obana. She's an actress, model, and also she has her own cosmetic line. So I'm trying to work with talent that, you know, that are not one-dimensional. They got different facets and skill sets. So right now, you know, I'm branding myself. I'm branding her. And I'm looking for other, you know, unique talent out there. But and I got the capabilities to, you know, solidify and complete people's projects. If people need singers, if people need wardrobe stylists, whatever you need, I got that to, you know, make your project go the right way.
That's big.
Hello?
Man. How did you I like that, man. How did you get into the whole casting models thing? How did you get into that?
Well, to be honest with you, it's like I was always dating beautiful women. There's one young lady by the name of Misty. She just moved to New York from Chicago. So I was dating her. She was, you know, she was a model, and she was going to different castings. So I just started going to her with castings, and everybody was just like, yo, what do you do? And I'm like, yo, I'm just a, you know, a boyfriend. I'm just here, just learning. But then I was just seeing what was going on. And then the Source magazine, they had a digital Don P section. They also had a Spit 16 section where they was letting independent artists come to the actual office and be interviewed and spit 16 bars. The Source magazine had something called Spit 16. That was around 2007. So I was doing that for a while, and then, you know, I was working under Bum. He's basically, you know, basically the main managers at the Source at the time. And he just plugged me into the Digital Dom P section, and that's where he was letting models get into the magazine. So that's how I started getting, you know, contacts with models, and people started to know, okay, this guy, you know, he got models. You know, I just did the Method Man video in a junkyard. It's going to be crazy. The name of the song is called Meth Lab. He had a junkyard scene. Like, Method Man, he likes to put the models to work. Ain't no just dancing in the club. He got them all oiled up, lifting steel, and, like, it's going good, man. But I just try to, you know, be different. You know, I don't want to be like everybody else, and I don't want the talent that I work with to be like everybody else. It's 2014. The future is here. And I just want to be next level.
That's real, man. You already know, man. It's real. You're doing big
things,
bro.
And I want Hip Hop Stock Exchange. I mean, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. I'm into names. I'm into branding. And it's like, even the name William Street, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, it's just, it means something, you know. It's not even, it's we are big. Our essence is big. You know, at the end of the day, money don't make us. We make the money, you know. So the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, I definitely want to get involved with that brand and just get it more out there, get it known, do events. You know, I've been doing my research to see you guys, you know, about the, you know, economics, high schools, you know, the community, the youth, and just get everybody aware that this is a business. And that's where I want us to come in and teach these artists that this is a business. You make some money, but then you invest. You invest in yourself. You are a stock. You know, and that's what I want to do. I want to bring Wall Street to hip hop, and I want us to be, you know, the center of that. And when I say bring Wall Street to hip hop, just meaning just that consciousness, just to be aware that this is a business and that we all can do business together. If you're a producer and you're an artist or you're an engineer, we all can work together, man. One hand wash the upper, both hands wash the face.
That's what it is. Everybody eating. You see it.
You know what I mean? That's Black Wall Street. You know, we just do business with us. But that's how the industry is. Everybody plays sides. I mean, as far as Hip Hop Stock Exchange, it's, if y'all giving talent an avenue to express themselves. There's no politics. There's no payola. It's just raw talent. And it's just, you got to work. You got to work to get to speak to you. It's not easy to get in contact with you, brother. You know? So it's like, you know.
Get on the ground, man.
For real, like, and I've been calling you like 8 in the morning, you know, and it's like, I just wanted to follow up with you, but that's what it's all about. This is a job, and William Street, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, Bigham Internationals, those are the future, and I just want our listeners to be, you know, stay tuned,
because
the revolution
is,
will be, you know, publicized.
That's what it is, man.
We're going to publish it.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of building, man, for real, for real. We're about to close out the show, though, man. Give everybody your Twitter, your website, and let them know everything you got going on. They can contact you.
Well, my Twitter and my Instagram is Ken Williams, the number one, which is KenWilliams, and the number one. And that's my Twitter and Instagram, and that's where you can find me, stay updated. I mean, I got so much going on. It's just, you know, you just got to follow me. And, I mean, I follow back. I get involved.
That's real. For real. Kenny get involved. For real. That's what it is, man. Y'all need some models at your video? Holla at my man Kenny.
If you need some beats, if you need an engineer, whatever you need, you know, we're going to get it done, man. It's We outsource. Like, just chat. Put me to the test, man. If you want a wife, I'll find you a wife. If you want to, whatever you need, holler at me, man. We open for business, man. And we got it for cheap.
That's what it is.
The holidays is coming. Yo, the holidays is coming, brother. Yo, man, this is grind season, hoodie season, man. Oh, man.
You already know.
Stay tuned.
New York City, man. For real.
Stay tuned.
William Street, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. My man Kenny rocking with us. He's going to be with us next week, man. So next week, get your mind right, get your money right. Get it.
And that's it.
Fatality.
It's hard to be a success if you never was, and I never was. The greatest thing I ever did was put on some leather gloves and selling drugs for this ghetto love. But instead of love, I got the dead above looking down on this petty thug. Never budge is what I tell a judge. Slouching in my seat, I think I said enough. Fuck them. Look in my face, my eyes red as blood. It's nothing. Mr. Nichols ain't known for letting up. So cuff them. You think this champagne I'm spilling is the reason I'm a villain? Believe that I'm appealing, cause the green is to the ceiling. I'm fiending for $1 million. My champagne wishes and caviar dreams fulfilling. I'm finna make a killing. But still, I'm by that building where these niggas try to kill him. Cause when he's not around, it's when these niggas never feel him. I know they sick of hearing Rand's name. He always talking about his damn pain. Champagne.
Take a little sip. All you really need is a bottle of the champagne. I don't know if you be drunk, you be high, you be low. All you really need is some champagne.
Champagne, 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 yeah, yeah.
Champagne.
All you really need is some beers. All you really need is some beers.
Champagne, yeah. All they heard was exhaust pipes being broke. You're 40, give a nigga the frostbites. Everybody just can't be living the boss life. If it's good, then cop the whole thing. If it costs right, breeze through. Shoot past shorties and shoot fast and bubbly. But it don't come in the flute glass. You smell it, then it's already lit. Plus, you controlling the crowd, so they know you legit. Name speaks for itself, so they know who you with. By the time you see the sparkles, you already hit. Real shit, similar, but it's different. Dripping instead of sipping. For every bottle you pop, it's a nigga slipping and clipping. Still plotting, itching, pill popping and sniffing. A sucker nigga that's just watching and wishing. Sad part about it, it's a damn shame. Cause all he needs is a little bit of champagne.
Take a little sip, all you really need is a bottle of the
champagne.
I don't know if you be drunk, you be high, you be low. All you really need is some
champagne.
Like the trench coat mafia, fresh from Czechoslovakia. All the guns with alcohol and sake, huh? Criminals pass who show and proves. We up to date, no flaking, no moves. The niggas will lake you in twos, pass by the Caesars in Vegas. My shooters is waiters, with maglies on straps, splitting potatoes. Was a rough road, I rose. Now we in roses, froze. What it do, cat daddy? I told you out of cabarets to living in luxury past the trays. Gold joints, we kings from violent plays. Cigars, we wizards who only wear Rizards. Neck straps on champion hugs. This ours, a town where they live comfortable. We come through front and through. We always in something, there's something new. Drinking at the stadium. Philosophical theories. Thinking about fixing the World Series, hear me?
If the money and the fame don't take away the pain, it's a goddamn shame. Champagne. We've been working for these whips, trying to get a nice chain. Now that's what I call play. Champagne. It don't matter if you're down or up.
Bye.